This is the 2016 Idlewild Bible School Cantata, entitled Jesus, What a Mighty Name. The cantata is compiled by Sister Rachel Newton and narrated by Brother Dev Ramshran. The chorus is under the direction of Sister Rachel Newton. Jesus, what a mighty name.
Jesus, what a mighty name. How blessed are we to have a Savior who continues to save us from our daily struggles. In this world, darkness seems to gather around us on a frequent basis, whether it be from actual storms, smoke from wildfires, our daily trials and temptations, or simply the daily setting of the sun. We've all experienced it. However, with eyes of faith, we see the light and experience the truth that darkness cannot comprehend light, and it flees from it. With comfort like this, how can we keep from singing? No storm can shake the inmost calm that comes from knowing Christ is Lord of heaven and earth. In these dark moments of life, listen. Hear the music ringing? How can we keep from singing?
My life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I hear the sweet, though far off, hymn that hails a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music ringing.
Joys and comforts die, the Lord my Savior liveth. But though the darkness gather round, songs in the night he giveth,
no soul can shake my inmost calm, all to that refuge clinging.
To come to Jesus. Like the multitudes before us, we are led by his light and trust in his words. How kind are his teachings, how gentle is his voice. He comforts those who mourn, teaching us how to have peace. He explains that the meek and humble are blessed of God. He promises us life simply through faith in his name. We see others reach out to him in their suffering and grief. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And thus they are healed. Just as Jesus claimed he had received power from his Father to give life, he healed their blind and infirm, their afflicted and maimed. And then he explained again that the grace they received was because they believed. So we come as they came, with faith in his name.
They came to Jesus in Galilee.
Come quickly, Lord, and abide with us. Without you, we would live out our lives in vain. We come to you with our scars and our shame, for you to make us whole again. Bless us, our Savior. Make us yours, or make us yours indeed. We need you, Lord, every hour, because when you are near, temptations are powerless. Whether we are experiencing joy or pain, Lord, we need you every hour. Jesus taught his disciples to suffer the children to come to me. He would take the children up in his loving embrace. Bring me your little ones, Jesus said, for of such is the kingdom of God. Do you see yourself as a little child before God? Have you humbled yourself and recognized your position before him? For God has declared, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, enduring one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is always room in his arms for more little ones. There's a place in his arms for you.
Suffer the children to come.
My lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. We long to liken our character after Christ, in hopes that when others see us, they might see a piece of him. So we ask, write thy name upon my heart. Engrave thine image in my countenance.
Teach me compassion.
Jesus' ministry on this earth was only for a short time. I'm sure we can all relate in wishing for more wisdom and even clearer answers. Besides deciphering parables and looking for their meaning in our own lives, there is something Jesus made quite clear. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father. For my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes. Then when it does come to pass, you may believe. We must do all that we can to hold on to that peace and hold on to that promise. He is coming back for us. In Mark 8, it says, he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? A short time later, the unthinkable happened. Jesus was crucified and buried. Fear and doubt got to all of them. Then the rumors began. People were claiming to have seen loved ones who had died. Some were even claiming they had seen Jesus. In fact, there he is. But Thomas doubted. And Jesus said, "Do not be unbelieving, but believing. Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus has been gone for 2,000 years, even since last Idlewild. There continue to be signs that hint his return is near. We must be ready for that day when all the world will have to face our Lord, when every knee will bow to him, and we finally see our Savior's face.
Been rulers and kings, men of prominence, who boast of mighty things. History will tell us of all they've done and said, but there is only one king who rose up from the dead. And he stands above the rest, his name forever blessed. Jesus, what a mighty name. Every knee will bow to you, and every tongue proclaim. Jesus, what a mighty name. Forever you shall reign. The name above all names, Jesus.
How can we keep from singing? We have a peace that passes understanding, but Jesus is always with us. Though we have not seen him, we believe. Our Lord is preparing a place for us in his kingdom that will arrive any day. Jesus, what a mighty name. Are you ready for him?